close to 100 acres of land around our house, and all of it's paid for. You know? I mean, it's all ours.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, you know, we've worked hard on what we've got, and I'm proud of it. It may not be a lot to somebody else, but it's, just, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of my heritage, too, because I'm proud of it. And I know people went and saw some of the things I have done, you know, like riding pigs or riding donkey and all this stuff. They would say, God, this girl was dumb. But, you know, that's part of me. I can't help it. But I had fun doing it. So, you know. But I really like the South. And I imagine, as I probably told you when we first started the interview, I doubt I'll ever leave. Because I like it so much. I do. You made me think about a lot of things when you were asking me all this stuff about the other states and everything. Because I've never really been out of the South. I've always been down here.
Yeah.
So, like the track team today was talking about going to California. You know, and I was thinking, all those people talking about California. Yeah, I'd like to go to California, you know, just to see what it was like. Because I've never been anywhere but here. But
I'm,
you know.
Yeah.
But it would amaze me because I've never seen anything like it at all, you know. But that's okay. You know?
So one of the reasons for this, that they're doing this project, not this particular interview, but they're interviewing people like this, and they all, there's a consensus that the Southern way of life is slowly but surely dying out, and that everything's starting to conform. And this is why they want to get this down so before it dies out, so you know it won't be forgotten.
Yeah, it's sad, really.
Yeah, I guess it
because
is.
Because I can look, and my grandmother can make some of the most beautiful quilts you've ever seen in your life. Just hand make them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really, really sad to think that that won't be made anymore. You know, that after these these older people die. You know, because a lot of them aren't passing it on.
Yeah.
But like my mom don't have time to stop and learn how to do that. Because she's got to work, she's got a family to take care of, and cook, and by the time she cooks, cleans house, and goes to work every day, her day's gone, you know? And she don't have time to stop and do all that stuff.
I think that's sort of like what happened in Florida. You can't consider it really Florida as a southern state at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been down there, but it's totally different.
Yeah. Because there's so many
Northerners
people coming in.
That's what's probably going to happen.
I hope it stays seven. I don't feel out of place.
Okay. Is that all you'd like to comment on about that?
I guess so. That was enough anyway.
Okay. Do you have any personal attitudes on language or standards of correct? Standards of correctness, different style, and usefulness of such, you know, things as that.
My southern accent is here. I can't help that. But I'm used to being corrected about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because of y'all, we always pick on me about it. But, you know, that's my heritage. That's the way I've always learned it. You know, I've always heard it. So, you know, of course I'm going to talk that way. And like a lot of the things, you know, when I was answering you about it, I would, you know, I'd stop and I'd say, grew.
Yeah. She was talking about her responses to
your question.
The way she talks.
Yeah. What I was going to say was, like, on some of the questions you asked me, I would stop and I would say, oh, is it grew or grown or have grown, you know. I'd stop and I'd think about it because I've been taught, you know, all the way through school, that you're supposed to, you know, what is right. But when you use what you've heard, you know, all your life, you have to stop and think about what is right, you know, because I know my mom and dad and my grandparents get so mad at me. But, like, if I catch them using something wrong, I'll say, no, you're not supposed to say it like that. You're supposed to say, you know, and correct them.
Yeah.
And my grandparents get upset at me when I do it. So I've learned just not, you know, I'm trying to learn not to say anything about it.
You think it's all right that people speak the way they do? They've got their own
I don't know. I mean, I know all y'all English majors think that, you know, you're supposed to speak proper and all that.
Yeah.
But like my grandparents talk just like my great-grandparents taught them how to talk, you know? And so they say naturally what comes out. Like when my Aunt V says, just climb the tree, that's what she's always heard, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And when she says, let's eat supper, well, she knows what she's talking about. But, you know.
I think how boring it would be if everybody talked the same way, you know, really.
Yeah. You wouldn't have anything to kid anybody else about. I mean, yeah. But, you know, I've learned to live with people correcting me. And I like for people to correct me sometimes, you know, because sometimes, you know, it hits me the wrong way and I just don't want to hear it. But, you know, most of the time I just take it as it comes, you know. And I'll correct it, but I'll probably say it wrong again the next time, so, you know.
Okay. Well, that is it.
I can't believe it. It's over.